USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Six bodies have been found in the rubble of a burned northern Indiana home. Cass County Sheriff Randy Pryor says the bodies were found in different parts of the home. He says the cause of the fire could be a possible crime.
We did talk to other family members that come upon the scene later, about an hour later, hour and a half later, and they indicated to us, along with the folks that escaped the home, that there could possibly be up to six individuals in the residence.
Two adults escaped the fire and went to the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Americans aren't living as long, and health experts are blaming it on an increase in suicides and drug overdoses in particular. Deaths from drug ODs hitting a new high last year at over 70,000 nationwide. Suicides were up 3.7%. Three newly released government reports showing the average lifespan for someone born in the U.S. last year is now 78.6 years. That's down from 78.7 years in 2016. And Dunkin' is notifying people enrolled in its DD Perks loyalty program their accounts may have been compromised. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:03. It's 38 degrees in Flemington and it's still windy. Forecast for today is mostly sunny, a high of 44. Tonight partly cloudy, low around 28. Friday, a slight chance of snow and freezing rain before 10 a.m., and then a chance of rain between 10 and 4 p.m. Then sleet after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 41. Saturday, rain mainly after 4 p.m., high of 46. And Sunday looks like the winter day of the weekend. Rain mostly before 1 a.m. and then 1 p.m., then clearing out with a high of 61.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Let's crowd around the big tree. All you strangers who know me.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and a special in-studio guest making her radio debut. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the annual HCL Gingerbread Competition will be on display starting Monday, December 3rd. There are 60 entries, so be sure to stop by HCL this holiday season. Knitters Unite is still collecting hats, scarves, and mittens to donate to the Flemington Food Pantry. Only four more radio shows until Christmas.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes. something to be said between on the commercial breaks, Jennifer. The 100 Holiday Parade is Sunday, December 9th. The HCL Bookmobile will be a part of the festivities. Jennifer left Santa gluten-free cookies and soy milk last year on Christmas Eve, so we put a solar panel in her stocking. A full slate of holiday programs for kids and adults, all that, and some trivia on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
I would like to introduce, making her radio debut, Roberta Peters of Lake Placid, Florida, better known as Bobby. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Jim.
How you doing? Bobby is my mother-in-law, my wife Lori's mother. I want to congratulate her on raising such a fine daughter.
Whose taste in men has...
Yeah, maybe...
something to be desired.
Maybe you could tell us some stories about when Lori was little. That would be good radio.
It might be good radio, but then I can't go home.
Yes, I know. You would be in big trouble. So Bobby is going to be joining us and learning all about our upcoming holiday programs and about our library services. Bobby, do you have a library in your town in Florida?
Yes, we do.
Is
and
it
we're
a
also
big library?
Connected to the big library in Tampa.
Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that wide-ranging.
Yeah.
Tampa's like 2 hours away from you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Wow. Interesting, Jennifer. Did you know this?
I did not.
How the library system works in Florida?
I
the main branch of the library is over 2 hours away.
I know Dade County is a big library system.
And Lake Placid has its own little library in the town?
It's quite a large library.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Do you have a library card?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Good answer. Great. Do you go there? Do they have, like, programs? What is your library like? Do they do, like, community programs and things like that?
You know, I'm not really familiar with all their programs, but our book club meets at the library.
Oh, okay.
Once a month.
Oh, good. Yeah, we have two or three book clubs at our branches that are very popular as well. What was the most recent book you read with the book club?
Boy, I'd have to think.
Or name a book you've read with
Leave
the book
a
club.
Book.
Yes.
Okay, well,
what was one of your favorite ones you've read
I
with them?
I think our last one was When We Were Yours. And so I don't know. I've been running around the country so much, I don't know.
Yeah, nothing recently. Jennifer, have you read that book?
I'm looking.
You're looking for the book to see if you read it?
Yes.
What does that mean? You have like a database of books you read?
Yes, I did. No, I have to see the cover.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did you read it?
Yes.
So what's it about?
I read it. It's over a year old, which means I read it.
When We Are Yours, what is it about, Bobby?
It's about a woman called Mrs. Tan who started a type of orphanage, but she stole the children.
Oh.
And then sold them.
That sounds like Jennifer's kind of book.
1939 South.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And you liked it? Was it like a...
Well, it was well written.
Was it a positive ending or was it a depressing ending?
I don't like depressing
endings.
I guess you'd have
endings.
To read it. Make your own decision.
Okay. Good answer. So I mentioned Knitters Unite, Bobby. Did you know that? So we have residents of Hunterdon County. We invite them for November, December. Like anyone that can knit, we have them. If they would like to, they knit hats and scarves and mittens, and then they just donate them, to bring them into the library, and then when we get enough of them, we donate them to the Flemington Food Pantry, and we provide yarn and all that stuff if they need it. And it's become wildly popular. I think I just saw like 6 big trash bags of mittens, scarves, and hats go out today alone.
We got a call from the food pantry that they were out, and they wanted to know if we had more.
We had six.
Yes.
Garbage bags full.
Wow.
It's amazing how many people knit in this county. So it's been a great thing, and it's been a big help to the food pantry and Huntington's needy. So we've been doing this about 3 or 4 years now. So it's one way the Huntington County Library can help give back to the community, Jennifer. Community support, one of our mantras at the Huntington County Library. Now what are you doing over there?
Don't worry about it.
You going to pay attention?
Yeah.
Me and my mother-in-law are going to handle the show today.
Don't worry, your pretty little head.
So 4 more radio shows until Christmas.
Yes.
Jennifer is like me, Bobby. We're big Christmas fans, so... No, you're not?
Yeah, I guess. It takes me a long time to get in.
Is it too early still to start?
It is.
You have your tree up, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. Because it was just to do it and get it over with.
I found a gem in the magazines that people drop off at the library, a 1962 Family Circle magazine.
Really?
I haven't even opened it yet. I'm going to bring it home. Wouldn't that be interesting to leaf through? So I'm going to bring that home. I snagged that thing.
Okay. Is that the year you were born?
No, 64. So I was still a glimmer in my father's eye in 1962.
Okay.
Hoping that I was going to be a girl. But we won't go into that today. Or the fact that my mother tried to kill me one time.
I'm sure she wasn't the last person.
But that's a story for another day. So, yeah, we love Christmas, Bobby. The show's leading up to Christmas. We read Christmas poems. We'll play Christmas music. Christmas trivia, which Jennifer has some today.
I do.
That's good. So we'll do that a little bit later. The gingerbread competition. So the entry deadline is passed. We got 60 entries this year, which is probably double what we got last year. 60 entries. I don't know where we're going to put them all yet. One of them is really big, too. The woman asked me, can I do it whatever by what? I go, well, there's really no size. We got to make a size limitation next year.
One year we had Snow White.
This thing might be a life-size gingerbread house.
And it was the size of the desk.
It's going to be as big as one. This one's going to be as big as one table.
Wow, what did she make?
I don't know, it was some group, like a Girl Scout group or something. She just asked if it was okay, and I couldn't tell her no because there's no rules.
The 4-H did the 4-H fair one time, and each child did a different section of it, and it was a whole table.
So the creators will be dropping off the gingerbread houses this weekend, and then on Monday I will set them all up in the lobby and in the gallery and then probably downstairs all over the library. So the library is going to smell like a bakery starting on Monday. So you got to be sure to drop by. And there's all different categories. There's kids and students and adults and family groups, which is our most popular group where a family gets together. With a great family bonding project. And then other groups like school groups or Girl Scouts or whatever. And then there's a professional category. And I think the reason we got such a bump, I think, someone had a brainstorm that worked out. We're offering a $200 grand prize for the best in show gingerbread house. Mm-hmm. But there's also first place prizes for every category. We have honorable mentions. Then we have an award reception for everyone who entered with refreshments. And then there's a Santa Claus. Tell Bobby about the Santa Claus program.
We have he's an armchair art traveler. How he mm-hmm. styles himself, and he does different programs. He's done Roman art in New Jersey galleries, and he's doing he's tracing Santa Claus, the history of Santa Claus from St. Nicholas to the modern day, and he's going to do that right after this.
So it's December 13th. Are you back from PA on December 13th? You might be coming that day.
I pick up Adam on December 13th. We'll be back the 14th in the morning.
Okay.
You can bring her in to see the winners.
Oh, yeah, that. But, I mean, your Santa Claus thing. And then one more quick program tied to the gingerbread competition before we go to our first commercial break. Mix and Measure, gingerbread crafts and activities for kids of all ages. That will be on Saturday, December 8th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. It's a drop-in program, so registration is required. So Kathy from the Youth Services Department told me what this was, but I'm drawing a blank exactly. Do you know what they're going to be doing in Mix and Measure, Jennifer?
They're going to make gingerbread flavored Play-Doh. Did you ever make Play-Doh with your children?
Yeah.
Gingerbread flavored Play-Doh.
Right, but it's going to smell.
They're going to eat it.
It's edible Play-Doh.
Oh, you can eat it?
Yeah. You never made Play-Doh as a child?
Yeah, but I didn't think you could eat it.
Okay, your mother used ingredients you couldn't eat. Just in case you did.
Well, nobody didn't make Play-Doh. Play-Doh.
Oh, no, but edible. But, yeah, you make edible Play-Doh.
I had no idea, did you?
No.
That you could eat Play-Doh.
No. I wouldn't eat. I'm not recommending.
Where's the disclaimer that all our opinions not necessarily reflect the Hunterdon County Library?
This is made with flour and cream of tartar and cinnamon.
Mm.
I'm not suggesting you go out and open a can of Play-Doh and start eating.
I learned something there.
You never made Play-Doh with peanut butter. Really?
Never.
This explains so much.
Okay, we're going to go to our first commercial break. When we come back, we're going to test Bobby and Jennifer on events that happened today in history.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Herman's Hermit singing our Today in History theme song. What happened to Sam Cooke?
Nothing, I just felt like pepping it up a little bit today.
Our apologies to Sam Cooke, so Jennifer plays this song. Because it's time for Today in History, Bobby, every time, or this week, every...
Every day, every week at this time.
Every week, oh my God. By the way, have we started Christmas baking yet? Were you going to bake something this week, Bobby? Didn't Val mention something over Thanksgiving?
If I baked it this week, it'd be pretty stale by Christmas.
No, not if you brought it over to my house. Bobby makes great fudge. It's like no-bake fudge.
2.5-minute microwave fudge. And I can't believe it's too hard for them to make.
It's too complicated for me.
That's true.
Well, how was your Thanksgiving, by the way, Jennifer?
It was pleasant, thank you.
Pleasant? Did you go out and see the turkey trotters run?
I did not. It was a little bit chilly. I saw the traffic.
So for Bobby and I and our family, it wasn't cold enough here in Flemington, so we decided to go to Vermont for a real cold Thanksgiving. We like single-digit Thanksgivings. So we rented a nice house near Weston, Vermont. Kind of reminded, like, kind of a retro house. It was like a deck house in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
A couple fireplaces. Bobby found a nice little rocking chair in the corner that we could look out over the woods, and we couldn't budge your friend there. So it was a lot of fun. Maybe a new Thanksgiving tradition in our family will have. That remains to be seen. So today in history, this time every week, I ask questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is November 29th. In years past. And I'll also give you names of people who were born who have died on November 29th. And you tell me who they are just by hearing their name. I think I'm pretty easy today, but we'll see. Okay, let's go back to 1781, November 29th. Oh, actually, this is just something. Let's start with 1783, Jennifer. On November 29th, 1783... What natural disaster struck New Jersey in 1783 that probably hasn't happened since? Any guesses?
We've had earthquakes.
Well, it is an earth, but a 5.3 magnitude earthquake struck New Jersey in 1783. Never had earthquakes. Any earthquakes in Florida? I guess not.
Not that I know of.
You're Hurricane Alley. You got enough to deal with down there. Okay, 1929, Jennifer. What did U.S. Admiral Richard E. Byrd accomplish on this date in 1929? Richard Byrd.
I know.
B-Y-R-D.
He reached the North Pole?
That's close, but hit the other end of the earth.
South Pole.
Yes. He led the first expedition to fly over the South Pole, Richard Byrd. I think Peary was the North Pole, if I'm not mistaken. 1963, Jennifer. U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson, I bet Bobby, this isn't Bobby's wheelhouse, establishes the Warren Commission. What did the Warren Commission do? 1963, the Warren Commission. What big event happened in 1963?
Well, President Kennedy was shot.
Exactly. The Warren Commission was formed to investigate the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
I always defer to the guests, by the way.
No, so okay. I was trying to refer to you.
1972, Atari releases the first commercially successful video game. Which one would that be? What was the first commercially successful video game?
Pac-Man?
Pong.
Pong is correct. Pong. The one with the little paddles and the dot.
On your TV set.
1972. Jeez. Okay, people who were born on November 29th. In 1898, so just give me a little fact about them and we mark it correct, Bobby. 1898, C.S. Lewis was born. Who is C.S. Lewis?
He's an author. He's most known for The Lion, the Witch, and the
Wardrobe. Correct. The author best known for the Tales of Narnia.
He was a Christian author and wrote a lot of...
Did we talk about this last week? How I didn't know Ed Asner went off the deep end. Did you know this?
Hmm. And how so?
Ed Asner believes that the 9/11...
Oh, yes, we did.
That the Twin Towers were brought down by an interior implosion. That they weren't hit by airplanes and they didn't drop
that way.
That's what Ed Asner believes.
We saw the airplanes.
He thinks there was controlled detonations in the Twin Towers that made them fall. What happened to Ed Asner? I don't know. Okay, 1940. Good luck with this one. Denny Doherty was born. Do you know this?
No, he's a musician.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a papa of the Mamas and the Papas. Papa John Philip, Denny Doherty was the other papa in the Mamas and the Papas. Okay. There's an interesting story with that group, but we'll go over that later. 1940, you'll know this one. Chuck Mangione was born. You know that?
I do.
What?
He's a flugelhorn player, trumpet player, but he mostly played the flugelhorn, which I bet you didn't know. He was popular in the 70s. He played Baker Street.
Baker Street is incorrect. He had one huge
that
hit.
It wasn't Baker Street?
No. It was called Feels So Good. It was just instrumental on a trumpet, I thought. But I don't know. We can play that over the next commercial break. All right, you're not going to get this one. 1942, Felix Cavalieri.
A race car driver.
No, he was a singer too. The lead singer of the group The Young Rascals, who sang Good Lovin' and a bunch of other hits.
No, it is in fact a flugelhorn. I'm looking right at
1949, Gary Shandling was born.
He was a talk show host, but anyway, did the Gary Shandling show.
Yes, he was like a comedian. He had a couple of popular shows, the Larry Sanders Show and Gary Shandling Show. 1964, same age as me, Jennifer. A little younger, though. The next two have to do with Christmas. Don Cheadle. He's a Christmas actor.
I know.
Bobby saw both of these movies over the Thanksgiving weekend.
He was in something else. He had hair in something else. I saw him not in a Christmas movie.
Okay. I only put these next two actors because they were in Christmas movies. Christmas movies that Bobby saw over the weekend. Right. Don Cheadle played an angel, Bobby, that gave the glimpse to the guy. What, remember the name of that movie? I don't think you stayed to the end of that one.
I didn't.
Wait. Are you going to berate her and yell at her for not staying to the end of it the way you do me for not watching the end of Elf?
I wouldn't. And he watched 3 minutes. Okay, Don Cheadle was in The Family Man.
Oh, okay.
You ever see The Family Man, Jennifer?
I did not.
Oh, put it on your list. Okay. There's a new book display or DVD display at the library, Holiday Movies. I'll have to see The Family Man. We probably don't even have it in our collection. If Jennifer doesn't like it, she controls what's in our collection.
I don't buy the DVDs.
And then in 1976, Anna Faris was born. Bobby, this was another movie, and you saw this one all the way through. It was set in New Jersey. It was the guy.
Oh, the baby boomers?
No.
No.
It was the Christmas one. It was the guy that used to be fat when he was younger. And he came home to New Jersey. It was called Just Friends. Have you seen that one?
No.
Another great Christmas movie. Wasn't that a funny movie? Did you like it?
Yeah. you watch like five or six at a time. You don't even know.
You liked Baby Boom though, right?
Yeah.
Baby Boom set in Vermont. So we watched it because we were in this little town eating lunch. And I told them this is where it was filmed. So we watched it and we were pointing out where we were throwing the football, waiting to get our table and stuff like that. Kind of brought the movies to life there, Jennifer.
Very good.
Okay, you'll know this one. 1999, this person died on November 29th. Gene Rayburn.
Oh, Gene Rayburn.
Remember Gene Rayburn? You do?
He was the host of Match Game.
The Match Game host. Remember Match Game? Okay. 2001, George Harrison died on this date.
Oh, he was a Beatle.
He was. The youngest Beatle. The quiet Beatle.
Kiko, help me out. Kiko.
So we can talk about the Beatles for the rest of the show. Bobby, what is your opinion on the Beatles? Are you a fan? Were you a fan?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember watching them on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Yes.
I do. Oh, okay.
I remember their first appearance, and we had friends over that night, and I just had Dan, little tiny baby, and they were all excited. They said, "I got to turn your TV on. The Beatles are coming." What are the Beatles? I had no idea.
So you'd never even heard about them before that show?
No. I was kind of busy.
Yeah, I guess a newborn. Lori's older brother.
You didn't interview your mother-in-law about her Beatle history before you married her daughter?
No.
I'm shocked.
He wasn't taking any chances.
So Lori's older brother was born like 3 months before that, 2 months before that, yeah. I guess. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lori was born that same year.
2 days later.
9 months after.
Wow. No, 12 months.
12 months after.
And 2 days.
Well, 9 months after the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that's all I have for today in history.
That's all you have for today in history.
You guys did fine.
Not bad.
Okay, Jennifer, I understand you have trivia. Is it time for a commercial break or weather?
No, it's 15.
It's 11:29. At 12 o'clock, Bobby, local businessman Jim Ganeau, he owns Crown Trophy in town. He's been a big friend of the library. He does a show called Taking Care of Business. He's got a lot of small business advice for people. A very good show. So he has a show directly after ours.
Yes.
But in the meantime.
All right. So as I said earlier, things always sound better in my head than they do in real life.
I'm not going to touch that one.
They do. You know that. So I have three different kind of forms of trivia. I will start with the one that Brian came up with last night. That's my husband.
Okay.
Because, I think you'll get them all. And
let me just say a little program that, Bobby, Jennifer usually doesn't prepare at all for the radio show. So to have her have something, it's a treat for not just us, but for our listeners.
Who did 2 2-hour shows with the publishers at HarperCollins?
Yeah, and what did you say? They don't let you talk.
They did the second word. Time.
Just say, time for a commercial real quick.
Okay. So I was testing this out last night with Brian, and he said,
Okay.
But because a lot of the movies, I did movie quotes, but a lot of them I think are Jim movie quotes, not Brian. So he came up with 3 Christmas Godfather quotes.
3 Christmas Godfather quotes?
Right.
Go show Carlo the tree.
That's not one of them, actually.
Yeah.
But, and I will hand any of these over that you want If I do a good one, he'll take it for his trivia thing.
By the way, program the Christmas trivia at Lone Eagle Brewery, December 19th. Jennifer, not too late to sign up. It's almost too late.
December what?
19th.
19th.
It's a Wednesday.
Okay. So when Luca Brasi is getting dressed and he's getting his guns ready to go out and do what he's got to do, what Christmas song is playing in the background?
Wow. That's good. I can picture the scene. I can't picture the music.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. When Michael
That's a good question.
When Michael and Kay are in Manhattan at Christmas time, what movie is on the marquee at Radio City Music?
Bells of St. Mary's.
That is correct. By the way, I know where St. Mary's, Pennsylvania is.
Do you?
I do. There's a monastery there, a Benedictine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My sister's a Benedictine.
So you told me she came and helped close it down. That's right.
It's like the first Benedictine in the country or something is in St. Mary's, like the original one.
Yeah.
And then the third one is when Sollozzo kidnaps Tom Hagen.
Mm-hmm.
What Christmas gift is Tom Hagen holding?
These are clever questions. I can picture it. He's get picked up on the street.
And Sollozzo says, if I wanted you dead, you'd be dead already.
I don't remember.
A sled.
That's good questions. Very good.
But I thought if you wanted to, I can give them to you. And you can either, you have to get all three of them or you have to get two.
Those would be too hard for a Christmas trivia at Lone Eagle, but I could ask other people.
Okay.
But I like it, though.
Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you come up with those or Brian?
I came up with the Bells of St. Mary's. He did the other two. But I knew the answers to all of them.
So he's a big Godfather fan.
Yes.
Bobby, Godfather fan or no? Do you like the movie The Godfather?
Yeah, I liked it.
My husband's half Sicilian, and he's from Hoboken.
Oh, so he would really like
it. That's, okay, so one of my favorite lines from a Christmas special is real estate.
That's Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Right, and I thought, there's only two words, and a lot of people might not get it. So I came up with the 12 Says of Christmas instead of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Clever. Jennifer did some work, Bobby. Yeah. You're in for a real treat.
And so then I found quotes that have one word, two words, three words, four words, five words.
All
the way up to 12.
Look at you.
Look at
me. I might have to steal that one.
So
one word is going to be tough.
I actually have 11. And two I have for 11 because I miscounted.
Okay.
So do you want to start at the bottom or the top?
Let's start at the 12 and work backwards.
Okay.
Just like the song does, Jennifer.
Okay. So you just have to tell me the name of the movie.
Gotcha.
All right. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets their wings.
Oh, that's Clarence getting his wings on. What's the name of it?
It's a Wonderful Life.
That's
right. You want both 11s or you want me just to
pick
one? Okay. Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
That's Miracle on 34th Street.
And then the other one is my least favorite. There's a certain magic that comes with the very first snow.
That is Frosty the Snowman.
Yes. All right, 10. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
That's Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Yes.
Lucy talking.
He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
The original one. Each man's life touches so many other lives.
Oh, we can have repeats?
Well, you weren't going to because I had miscounted.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. That's It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes. This fog's as thick as peanut butter.
That's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And this is my favorite. Was it Rankin? And this one is from my favorite one.
Okay.
So, Mrs. C, and I'm counting C as a full word. How's your hubby?
It's got to be a year without a Santa Claus.
It is. Okay, this is extremely important.
Oh, this is the thing? That was the quote?
That's the quote.
Okay, this is extremely important. The Santa Claus.
No, it's Home Alone. And then the rest of the... Will you please tell Santa that instead of presents this year, I just want my family back.
Gotcha. Good.
Put that cookie down.
They're going to get tough now. Put that cookie down. Christmas Vacation.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, okay. I'm not a fan of that one. I'm not surprised I missed that one.
Okay. This one, again, it's just the first part of a longer, but you should know it. You stink.
You stink. Drawing a blank.
Elf. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa Claus.
Good.
The last one is easy. One word.
Okay.
Humbug.
Oh. A Christmas Carol.
That is correct.
Very good.
You like that?
I do.
So then I went in and I tried to find some more modern quotes from modern day Christmas, because I know Jim is a big Hallmark. Has he subjected you to the Hallmark Hall of Fame Christmas movies?
Yeah, we watched Moonlight and Mistletoe over. Bobby watch that one over Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They should ground him or send him to his room or something.
Mm.
This one I think you recommended to me. If you look around for
These are quotes again?
These are just quotes.
Okay.
If you look around for it, I've got a sneaky feeling the title of the movie is right in it. I didn't read it that well. That love is actually all around.
Oh, gotcha. That'd be Love Actually. Right. You watched that one
love
too,
actually,
didn't you?
Yeah.
This is a very specific version. It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer, we smile a little easier, we cheer a little more for a couple of hours out of the whole year. We are the people that we always hoped we would be.
Oh, I do know this. I don't remember.
Scrooge.
Oh, I should have got that.
Which I think is your favorite version of it.
Bobby, which is your favorite version of A Christmas Carol? Of all the ones they've made, who's your favorite Scrooge?
Oh, dear. Jim, I don't watch a lot of movies. I'm sorry.
Is there
Bobby is in
Alistair
Florida.
Sim.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite. I think that's my father's favorite, too. Lori's favorite is Patrick Stewart.
I thought that was your favorite.
I wonder how many Christmas carols they've actually made. Actually, you got to look at this. Did I tell you about this last year? They made a Christmas Carol of all the versions. They like mix them together, like mash them all together, every version ever made, and they tell the story of A Christmas Carol from different clips from everyone they ever made. It was kind of cool, actually.
Mr. Magoo, that's the scariest one, I think.
Because you were a kid when you watched it.
Yeah.
That's why.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Seeing is believing, but sometimes the most real things in the world are things.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Cannot see. Polar what? Express.
Oh, oops.
Oops. Would you please tell her that you're really not Santa Claus, that actually there is
Miracle
no Santa
on 34th
yes.
Street.
That's my favorite movie. The first one.
That was actually the second one.
No, it's not.
There was a short one before that one, I believe.
This is the first full-length one. The Sebastian Cabot, the 1973. I'll do my quick diatribe.
That's the
I love
third
Sebastian
one, I think.
Cabot, but it was lousy.
And there's four of those now.
The Richard Attenborough is acceptable. The Marina Harris, my favorite.
Favorite Santa Claus of all time actor? You're saying Richard Attenborough?
No, Fred Gwynne.
I know, but of any holiday movie?
Yes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd have to think about that.
Christmas was on its way. Lovely, glorious, beautiful Christmas.
That's A Christmas Story. Around which the whole kid year revolves.
Yes. We're kicking off our fun old-fashioned family Christmas by heading out to the country in the old front-wheel drive sleigh to embrace the frosty majesty.
Vacation.
Let us deal with the eviction notices for tomorrow, Mr. Cratchit. Tomorrow's Christmas, sir. Very well, you may gift wrap them.
It's not a Christmas carol?
It's a very specific Christmas carol.
I don't know.
The Muppet Christmas Carol. Santa? Scott Calvin. How come your clothes are so baggy? Because Santa is watching his saturated fats. You don't have a beard?
The Santa Claus.
Because I shaved. You want this doll or not? Go back to sleep. I have three more.
Go ahead.
First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, then we'll go ice skating. Then
Elf
we'll eat
again.
A whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then we'll snuggle. You say you hate Washington's Birthday. And this one I debate whether it's a Christmas movie or not. I'm giving it to you and Jeremiah this year. When you say you hate Washington's Birthday or Thanksgiving and nobody cares. But you say you hate Christmas and people treat you like you're a leper. There's two movies I say aren't Christmas movies, and you two say they are.
Die Hard.
The other one.
Gremlins. That's Gremlins?
Yes. All right. I'm going to buy them their Christmas turkey. Buy? Do you really mean buy? Yes, buy, in the spirit of Christmas. The hard part's going to be stealing the money to pay for it.
Little Match Girl. I have no idea.
We're No Angels. Humphrey Bogart, 1955.
Never saw that, did you, Bobby? Mm-mm. We're No Angels? Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you ever see Christmas in Connecticut?
I haven't seen that in a while. Okay, it's 11:41. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Getting me in the holiday season. We're going to go to our last commercial break. We're going to talk about... Actually, let's talk about our upcoming holiday programs.
Okay.
So Bobby knows when to be at the Huntington County Library. And then we'll come back and I'll ask you some general trivia questions to end our show. We love trivia here, Bobby. Just love it.
Okay, so we're
Bobby and I come to the... And then we're going to go over the holiday programs. It's 11:41
okay.
at the time.
Okay.
Okay, so coming up at the library this holiday season, Jennifer, we'll go back and forth. Filling in Bobby. Actually, tonight, it kicks off tonight, Jennifer.
Tonight?
Yes.
Wow.
At the North County Branch Library. Bobby, the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet is so popular, we have them twice.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, they're going to be at the North County Branch Library starting at 7 p.m. This is the group that plays the Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas music, as well as jazz-infused holiday classics. They're very popular. We've had them probably for over 20 years.
And they've been at the White House.
They perform for Clinton at the White House. They're very good.
And North County is full, but we still have 21 seats next Wednesday.
Okay. So if you can't get in tonight at the North County Branch Library, you have a second chance next Wednesday, December 5th, at the Huntington County Library on Route 12 in Flemington. We suggest you sign up soon. To sign up, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Go to the events calendar. Just click on the date, click on the program, and then sign up through the events calendar. It's that easy. If you're listening right now, you're online, so just open a new window on your browser and get it done. That's the Eric Mantel Quartet's Jazz Holiday.
And Tuesday at 11:40 a.m., it's an odd time, it's in between classes, we have the Huntington Central High School Fiddle Club. We'll be coming to play traditional and non-traditional music. They usually play for about half an hour.
So it's pretty cool. So we've had this maybe for 10 years at least.
It started out where I just wanted a small group to kind of play
in the lobby, so mm-hmm. people that walk through just get a little music.
But then everybody wanted to sit down, and it grew and it grew and it grew.
So between classes, this fiddle club from the local high school jumps into a bus, drives over to the library, jumps out, plays for about 20 minutes, jumps and then goes back to school.
It's really nice. But at 1 o'clock, we have – it's a semi-holiday program, and it's going to be repeated on the 11th at North County Branch. The fire marshal, the safety officer for Huntington County, Bruce Fuller – is going to do a program on fire safety. And what better time of the year with all the candles and the extra lights?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then finally, I don't have the North County Branch programs, Jennifer.
I do.
Okay. Just Wednesday, December 12th, the tentpole of our holiday programs, the Huntington Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus. Come and sing in the holidays with them, Wednesday, December 12th, 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Seats are filling up fast for that one as well. And then at the North County Library, Jennifer, real quick, I'll give you 2 minutes.
We have Fred Miller.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Fred Miller. Do tell.
Do tell. On December 5th at the headquarters at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m. And the next day on December 6th. Wow, next week is busy.
Let me see. What date is Fred at our library?
The 6th.
Are you here on December 6th, Bobby?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so we have an afternoon concert where this guy's been coming for 20 years, too. I get a lot of guys who have been coming for a while. So he's a singer, narrator, piano player. So he'll give you background about Christmas songs and stuff like that. But he plays all holiday songs, and he gives out song lyric sheets, and then the whole room sings along. It's a lot of fun. Karen did it with me last year.
So, and we'll be wrapping up our holiday programs on Saturday, December 15th at the North County Branch with the Enslows and the Founding Fathers at 1 p.m. And on the Tricentennial is having a special event on Sunday the 9th, and I believe they will be showing Miracle and It's a Wonderful Life.
The Holiday Centerpiece Program, Jennifer?
Yes. Oh, the Holiday Centerpiece Program.
Did you talk about Summer Swing? No.
No. That's the 13th.
Yes.
The Summer Swing Holiday Concert at the North County Branch Library. It's a smaller subset of the big band that plays the outdoor summer concerts. And then I don't think I talked about the Holiday Centerpiece because they're full. Tuesday afternoon.
We have a program, Bobby, to make your own holiday centerpiece,
yeah,
like an evergreen centerpiece.
Tuesday afternoon.
It's very limited.
The 18th and then the 20th. You can sign up on the waiting list, but they're both full. So.
Okay. So a lot of holidays. So just think about all those programs plus the gingerbread houses. And the Huntington County Library is a place to be this holiday season. We'll be back with some trivia right after these commercial messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch, Bobby Peters, and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in ever so shortly. Jim's debating whether I've heard these questions before or not.
I got some trivia questions. I just want to make sure we've taken care of all of our business.
And what we haven't, Jim will take care of.
Before. Oh, that's funny. So, okay. I want to thank my mother-in-law, Bobby, for joining us. Now, how was your experience?
It was very nice. It was fun.
Different. So like I told this, we can listen to archives of this show, probably starting early next week, if you want. And then if you like the way you sound, you can impress your friends. Okay, I'll just give you some, I'll just skip around here, questions that you might, these are trivia questions from our last Lone Eagle trivia competition a few weeks ago. The World Series trophy, Jennifer, did I ask you this question?
No.
Was damaged during the Boston Red Sox victory parade. Do you hear this story?
Yes.
What caused the damage?
Somebody threw a beer can.
That is correct. A thrown beer can. This is the only world country big enough that both the equator and the Tropic of Capricorn passes through it. The only world country big enough for the equator and the Tropic of Capricorn.
Is it in Asia?
It is not in Asia. Asia's too high on the map.
That's what I'm
for the Tropic of Capricorn. Southern Hemisphere.
Brazil.
Brazil is correct, Jennifer. Let's see. Known as Pixar's good luck charm, Jennifer, this is the only actor to voice a character in every single Pixar movie. Every single one. So Toy Story.
Tom Hanks.
Incorrect.
That's the only one.
We're looking for John Ratzenberger. He was Cliff on Cheers.
You would not have found
him. He's done a character in every single Pixar movie. He was Ham in Toy Story. I forget what it was in other movies, but that's your idea. Okay, the Peanuts character Snoopy, Jennifer, you're a Peanuts fan. When he pretends he's a world-famous author, what phrase does he always begin his novels with?
It was a dark and stormy night.
Very good. We had a winter storm a couple weeks ago. How long ago was that?
2 weeks today.
2 weeks ago, Jennifer. They name winter storms now like they do hurricanes. What was the name of that winter
storm? We only said it like 500 times on the show. Like Avery or something?
That's very good. Avery is correct. Within 20 years, when was the first Thanksgiving feast between the Pilgrims and the Native Americans? Within 20 years.
I'm close yet.
I don't know. You only said 16. The year 16, you're way off.
16 something.
You would have gotten the first Christmas right for that one, Jennifer.
1656.
Oh, just missed. 1621. 1621. Okay, let's see. Okay, all of these answers, Jennifer and Bobby, have some kind of fish in the answer, a name of a fish. So this 14,000-foot Rocky Mountain peak is 12 miles west of Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's the name of the mountain peak, the 14,000-foot mountain, 12,000 west of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Got it? Go ahead.
Pike's Peak.
Pike's Peak, Pike being the fish. Who's the second youngest member of the Jackson 5?
Marlon.
Yeah. Marlon Jackson. What is the snack that smiles back?
Oh, they didn't when we were kids.
Is it still a thing? Goldfish is correct. Bill Wyman, Tina Weymouth, and Paul McCartney are famous for playing what instrument? What?
I don't know.
The bass.
Bass.
Also spelled bass. No?
That's kind of cheesy.
What is defined as something, such as a clue, that is intended to be misleading or distracting?
Red herring?
Bingo. Red herring is correct. What is the name of the rival gang of the Jets in the musical West Side Story? What's the name of the other gang?
Sharks.
Sharks is correct. Kent Dorfman had this nickname at Faber College in this famous movie. Kent Dorfman had this nickname at Faber College in this famous movie.
Oh, it's from Animal House.
Animal House
Flounder.
Is correct. Flounder is correct. This verb means to find fault or to complain unreasonably.
Oh, you know this one well. You carp at me constantly.
Carp is correct. Very good. What time do we have? Oh, it's 11:55. Okay, I think we're going to end it right there. Thanks for playing.
Thank you for...
Okay, so we have 2 minutes left, Bob, before the end of the show. Does anybody have any final thoughts on the holidays or the library? Or...
Have you been to the library today?
Not yet today. Uh-uh.
Okay, they're busily building the gingerbread house.
We're decorating the library.
And I want to know where my oven is going to be.
Your oven?
It's Hansel and Gretel's house, and I'm the witch. And I will put you in the oven.
What are you
not that kind of...
me. What are you talking about? That,
you don't know the story of Hansel and Gretel?
I do, but why are you saying it? Like it's going to happen. You're not going to put me in an oven, are you?
No, just because everybody says I'm witchy.
They do? I never
say that. I always like going out in a rainstorm and I say, see, I'm not the Wicked Witch of the West.
There you go. Yeah.
I did not melt. All right. I think Jim's outside.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Bobby, for coming. It was fun.
Thank you, Bobby.
You're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Please come back. Jim likes to sing. If you're a singer, do come back.
Oh, yeah. Would you sing with me sometime?
He and Kara sang very, very well one year. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Tonight. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a court appearance in New York City this morning by President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen, Cohen's lawyer told reporters,
Mr. Cohen will continue to cooperate.
Cohen entering into a new plea deal with federal prosecutors in the Russia investigation, telling them that negotiations over a major Trump real estate deal in Moscow did run through the 2016 presidential campaign and beyond. President Trump says of his former attorney,
he's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it.
The president speaking to reporters as he was leaving for the G20 summit, which starts in Argentina tomorrow. He's expected to meet with the Chinese president, and the Kremlin says his meeting with the Russian president is still scheduled. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump says a government shutdown is quite possible next month. As he left the White House today for the G20 summit, he said he wants funding for a massive border wall and a deal to boost border security. The government runs out of money on the 7th of December. Speaker Paul Ryan saying a few days ago the Republican-led House is ready to give President Trump the $5 billion he wants for the border wall, but the problem, he said, would be getting that through a closely divided Senate. That caravan of migrants at the southern U.S. border with Mexico isn't going away. More are joining the caravan, in fact, according to Rodney Scott, a chief Border Patrol agent for San Diego.
We watched them violently push across two international borders and come up through Mexico. So we did significant intel briefings with our personnel and made sure that we were ready with the right equipment.
Jobless claims hit a six-month high of 234,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. Commerce Department says consumer spending jumped in October, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Overseas Base Realignment and Closure Commission sending an open letter to Congress in which the group that calls itself OBRAC argues that closing some bases would save money and make the U.S. and the world safer. The group says many of the 800 U.S. bases are targets of resentment in countries where they're located, and the terrorist groups point to them as ways to recruit new members. OBRAC concedes it's swimming against the tide, though, with a congressionally